Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Premier Road Lines Limited FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. We have with us today the management team of Premier Road Lines Limited, Mr. Virender Gupta, Chairman and Managing Director, and Mr. Sameer Gupta, Director and CFO, who will represent Premier Road Lines Limited on the call. The management will be sharing the key operating and financial highlights for the full year ended March 31, 2024, followed by a question-and-answer session. Please note that some of the statements made in today's discussion may be forward-looking in nature and may involve risk and uncertainties. Documents relating to the company's financial performance are available on the website of the stock exchange and the company's investors section. Trust you have been able to go through the same. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Virender Gupta. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, ma'am. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Virender Gupta. Thank you for joining us on the very first call after the listing. We hope you all got a chance to see our investor presentation uploaded on the stock exchange. We'll be sharing key operating financial highlights for the year ending March 31, 2024. But before we begin with the updates, since this is our maiden call, some of you might be looking at the company for the first time. We'd like to take this opportunity to brief you all about our business model. Established in 2008, Premier Road Lines Limited is a logistics service provider that provides tailored logistics solutions to marquee clients in various sectors. We broadly provide four services, which are project logistics, overdimensional, overweight, contracted integrated logistics, and general logistics. I will explain what we do in these verticals. Project logistics, handling an entire project from planning of dispatch, choosing vehicle type, meeting daily placement targets by the customers then on a bulk basis. Overdimensional, overweight consignments is goods that exceed the vehicle's dimensions. Hence, they require added security, safety measures during transport to ensure that the consignment is in good condition, and we offer facilities up to 250 metric tons. Contracted integrated logistics services provide integrated logistics services to clients with a contract of maximum of 2 years. These include vehicles ranging from 1 ton to 30 metric ton. This type of general logistics, this type of service includes auto contract, spot bidding, transportation, etc. The nature of goods in this service type can be spares, accessories, and other full truckload bases, including transportation to hilly terrains, material related to exhibitions, etc. We differentiate ourselves from our peers on the back of superior service, due to which we have managed to win a diversified reputed clientele, serving clients across the Indian subcontinent and serve various industries in the energy, power, oil and gas sector. Some of our esteemed clients include Tata, L&T, KEC, and a lot many more. It was the retention of customers and long-standing relations that enabled the expansion of business and growth of our operations. We are also focused on technological infrastructure in the company, as having a robust ERP system helps us in outsourcing large fleet from small third-party operators with ease. Last year, we moved 19,851 vehicles on a pan-India basis. Each of these vehicles were mapped with our GPS tracking software to give real-time visibility to our customers. Going forward, we plan on expanding tech activities to provide and streamline large-scale activities. We believe that the logistics sector has many tailwinds in its favor. Some of them are renewable energy sector, oil, gas, and other direct link with infrastructure growth of the Indian economy. Having been in this industry for so many decades, I firmly believe there are many good times ahead for us for the logistics industry in India. I will now request Mr. Samin Gupta to provide his thoughts on the quarter as well as provide some updates on financials. Thank you.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. Now I will begin with sharing key highlights and numbers for the year that ended 31st March 2024. The total income of FY24 stood at 229 crores, which was up by 19% year-on-year, with the EBITDA at 21 crores, up by 63% year-on-year, and increased our margins by 250 basis points year-on-year to 9.3%. This was due to focus on higher margin project logistics and over-dimensional cargo services that we gave to our clients, and also attributed to the technology that has helped down to cut down the cost by bringing efficiency. Our three-year CAGR for revenue is at 34% and PAT is at 101%. We have healthy return ratio with our ROE at 38% and ROCE at 27% in FY2024. Debt to equity at a comfortable level of 0.9 times. On the operational front, we fulfilled 26,460 orders and served 940 customers with the average revenue per order at 86,373 rupees. The IPO proceeds will further aid the company's growth as this was for the repayment of debt, which will result in strengthening the balance sheet and reducing finance costs. Purchase of vehicles for commercial purposes and meeting working capital requirements will definitely help scale up the operations. Thank you all, and we can now open the floor for question and answers.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have a first question from the line of Yogeshwar Saini from Moonshot Ventures. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes.
Congratulations, sir, for the good set of numbers. Basically, I want to ask what is the bifurcation of revenue in the vertical of contracted logistics service, which we have for 2 years, and project logistics services.
So thank you so much. The bifurcation that we have currently is a very estimated figure. So for project logistics and ODC consignments combined, we can say it is up to 50 to 60%, and for contracted, it can go up to 30%. But these are not exact numbers. We are in a process of having a system where we can derive at complete and concrete numbers and accurate to the last decimal. So once we have that in place, we will publish them to the stock exchange accordingly.
Okay. My second question is, can you give some revenue-wise breakup of top five customers, or what are your largest customers? Because what I can see from your presentation is we have a very long queue of some big players like Tata, KEC and all. So I just want to have insight on what kind of revenue we generate from big players.
Understood. So we are not dependent on any specific customer, and every quarter I would say our top customers keep on changing depending on the orders that our customers have in their hand, because we have many customers in our pipeline and many customers that we serve, so they keep on fluctuating. So I will not be able to name the exact numbers and exact customers which are our top clients at the moment.
Okay. And my next question is on have we introduced some technological improvements and that increase our efficiency in revenues? And also I just want to ask, is there any plan for such technological interventions, like do we have portals where we can serve wider client based requests for transportation or logistics and all? What I want to ask is, can we have some?
Understood your question. Understood your question. What you're trying to say. So we do have something in mind, and in the next coming financial years, we will definitely do some tech-based app, or maybe some sort of innovation where we can serve B2B clients. We aim to be a B2B company only. Like Porter, like you mentioned, is a B2C also. They provide to direct customers. So we have some plans in the future. We might get into doing this.
Okay. I that's all for my end. I will be in queue, and if some questions come up, I will come again.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Chirag Jain from Yogya Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon, and thanks for the opportunity. I had some basic multiple questions on the business part itself. So I will go ahead with them. So first part is on the tendering part. So how does a customer look at the tender part while giving a tender? Is it the pricing itself, or is it there are some special things that a customer looks at?
Hi, good afternoon, Chiranji. So the customer looks at various things, first of all. Obviously, commercially is one of the foremost reasons why a customer would pick an LSP. But the other factors are also involved in marquee clients where we operate in and where we want to focus in the future also. And those aspects are the service quality that we give, the reliability that we have in services, the safety equipment that we use. So these are, you know, as a combined, as a package, it is the order is given to us and it is awarded to Premier Roadlines Limited.
Okay. So a customer issues a tender, or it is a negotiation on one-on-one basis?
So tender is widely used in terms of government orders is what I'm aware of. So we are not working for any government clients. We are working for private sector. So in private sector, customers that we operate in, We have for contract logistics, they float once in a year or once in 2 years a set of requirements where, you know, they let us know that these from point A to point B, we have these many truck requirements. You please give us a quotation and your service types. So we give them our rates for that, for contract. But for project, they give us a list of equipments that has to be moved. And then they let us know that, you know, you have to be present on this particular online platform to bid for it and win the contract. So once that is done online, then we go to offline negotiation, and then we show our credentials, our reliability, and our company profile and our past work. That is how we get the job.
So how is the hit rate of our company in terms of the tenders we submit and how the orders we get in hand? So that was what I was trying to figure out.
See, we do not have any right metric to get a right number about the hit rate and everything. But if we want a tender, if we want a job, we are able to get it.
So, for example, you bid for 100 contracts. Okay, you get out of that 20, 30, 40, something more.
So, understood what you're trying to say. So, we only bid for contracts where we know we can get it. So, I would say around 80% is our accuracy in terms of getting it. So we are only bidding where we know it is our expertise and the customer will value, you know, the kind of history and the kind of reliability we offer.
Okay. So, and margins we kind of target for?
Depends on the service type. So if it is a project logistics and overdimensional cargo, obviously the margins are higher. And if it is a normal general logistics and contracted, then margins are slightly lower. So talking about project logistics, it goes upwards of 12%. And talking about general logistics and the contracted logistics services, it starts from 10% and goes upwards, depending on the situation and the contract.
So why are margins lower around 7? It has been in previous years around 4, 5, 6. So I was trying to figure out that, because you mentioned that your segment margins are range between 9 to 12. So why don't we see something on that, and why is the dip around 4%?
See, earlier, like you mentioned, there was not many technological advancements in the company. So there were a lot of human involvement and a lot of, I would say, a huge burden on the salaries part and human manpower part. So that is why the margins were not, you know, we were not able to give good numbers out. So now we are, because of the technology available and everything, and we are serving such marquee clients, So where there's an entry barrier, we're able to get out some good margins also from them.
Okay, understood. So what would be the segment size overall that you target for, and what is our market share in this segment? Rough.
Segment type, like our service type or?
No. So for example, you target B2B logistics, and also in that part you target for moving machineries or heavy parts. So how much is that segment market size in total in India that you cater to? Okay, first is that. Uh-huh. And how much is our market share?
See, we haven't done the entire market study, how much exact number the market is having and, you know, what the exact number is. And our market share is, I'm not too sure with it, but definitely we can come back to you after we have the metrics. So you can write to us or maybe Stellar, and we'll get back to you once we have these numbers.
Got it. Sir, next question is on the fleet of vehicles. So how do we book our vehicles that we have? So do we book in advance that we would be booking any vehicle for a minimum number of days, or it is on order specific basis?
There are two ways how we book. Number one way is that we have some small fleet operators and owners which are in touch with us since many years, and we do have agreements with them, and we do have mutual understanding with them that your entire fleet size is supposed to be managed by us. Number one is that. So their entire fleet, so if example, if one person has, say, 10 vehicles, so that person, that owner deploys the 10 vehicles to Premier Road Lines Limited, and we are responsible for the up and down load or whatever. The second thing is the spot time. So if I have a load available from Delhi to Bombay, say, so our ERP has a set of owners' numbers and details and each and everything that will send a message to all the owners and drivers available in that area, and then they will be engaged through our traffic managers, and then we will procure, do our value addition by following all safety protocols, checks, and by doing thorough checking of each and every part of the vehicle, be it the documentation, be it physical verification, and then we proceed to the customer's premises and we load the consignment, and then it goes forward.
So in terms of percentage of orders delivered in FY24, so how much would be the contracted vehicle versus on an order-to-order basis? That was
Contracted is more than order-to-order basis. Order-to-order basis is something that we are looking to, get down also in the future. So we want to have contracted and project. I mean, you know, we do want fixed businesses in the future, in the long run. So if you see in the past 2-3 years, we will be soon publishing the data on the exchange as well. There has been a decline in the general logistics in terms of spot business. There has been an increase in contracted and project and ODC businesses as well.
Okay, so 70% to 80% would be the contracted part.
Correct. Or probably even more than that.
Okay. Sir, next question was on the related parties. So, do they compete with us, or they are complementing us? So,
They are complementing us.
Okay, so they don't compete with us in the B2B segment.
No, not at all. So we, as I mentioned earlier as well in the call, we are serving to only marquee clients where there's a huge entry barrier. So not any logistics company can go to them and ask for work and get immediate entry. So it is because of the long-standing relationships we have and the reputation and the service that we give that has enabled us to, start business with them. So we are competing with apple to apple companies.
So sir, my question was on the related parties of our company. So that was my question regarding to. So the Ritam Road Lines and PRL, so they don't compete with.
No, they can't compete because they don't have that much finance and that much of volumes to enter that customer that we are serving. So they can't compete. Is what I'm trying to say.
Okay, so that's the last question before I get back in the queue. There was a company listed about until 2014, Premier Auto Finance. So what was the reason behind the company going back from the delisted from the exchange, and why didn't we relist it? So from a corporate governance point of view, we wanted to look at it.
We do not have any direct involvement in that. And to give an answer to that, you can write to us, and I can probably mail the entire reason and everything on mail.
Sure. That's helpful. I will get back in the queue.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, would like to remind participants to press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Raj from Arjav Partners. Please go ahead. Mr. Raj?
Hello.
Yes.
Hello. Yeah, am I audible?
Yes.
Okay, I wanted to know the breakup of sales for FY24.
Hello, good afternoon. Like I mentioned earlier in the call as well, we are not having the exact breakup, and we are currently working on to have a metrics where we can give exact numbers to the last decimal. So once that is out, we will definitely upload it on the exchange.
All right. And I also wanted the EBITDA percentage of. I also wanted to know segment wise EBITDA.
Sir, we do not have that data available right now. We will shortly do it, and we will shortly upload it on the exchange.
All right. Achha. One more thing I wanted to ask is, how much is the order book for FY25 and for FY26?
So companies like us, we do not work on order books. We do have contracts. So by contracts, it is from point A to point B. We do have binding with our customer that if they have any requirements of transportation, they will be utilizing our services, and therefore those contracts are not quantifiable. They do not have any figure mentioned in them. But on a ballpark number, I can give you. We have around 100 crores worth of contract already in place for FY2025.
Sorry, I just skipped out the number part.
100 crores.
100 crores to be executed for FY25.
Yes, approximately 100 crores. We have contracts.
All right. And further, do we have any scope for improvement in the EBITDA of the company overall?
Definitely, yes. We are trying to cater to customers where the entry barrier is even tougher, where the competition is lower. And we are trying to increase our offerings in project logistics and over-dimensional cargo. That is where margins are also slightly higher.
All right. And how much would be the capex required for FY25 and for FY26?
I do not have an exact number in hand at the moment. I can get back to you regarding this.
All right. Your business model is such that you don't own the truck.
That's right.
But you have a contact with the fleet owner, and the fleet owner owns that truck.
Correct, sir.
All right. And how are the terms between you and fleet owner? Like, is it commission-based or how is it like? I would like to know that.
It is not commission-based. We give them, for example, if you are a fleet owner and you have associated your fleet with Premier Roadlines Limited, so if I am charging the customer, say, 1 lakh, I give you 80,000 or whatever the markup, I leave the markup and I give you that money. That's it. So there's no commission. It's just I'm hiring from you and giving it to the other person. There's no commission.
There's no commission. All right. Yeah. One more thing I wanted to regarding the earlier participant who highlighted, there are two unlisted companies which are said to be the same line of business. So what business these companies actually do?
They're also into road transportation. They're also doing road transportation and logistics. But they are doing into they are catering to, I would say, a second line of customer where we do not want to work with Premier Roadlines Limited, because with Premier Roadlines Limited we only want to work with customers who value the name, who value the finances, who value the reliability, experience, and everything. And only customers where there's an entry barrier, where there's a good name, we work with Premier Roadlines Limited. For the others, some small traders or some small MSME companies. So that is where the operations are going on, which we do not have any direct involvement in.
So those two companies work for smaller clients compared to...
They work for micro companies. I mean, just...
Micro companies, but still this becomes an issue for the investor. If they think about investing in a company, you already have a company in a similar line of business and where the entry barrier is not that much high, as you talk about. But this becomes a concern for any investor, I think.
Understood. So that is up to your discretion, but I'm being transparent and being giving you every information up to my knowledge, sir.
All right, sir. Actually, I also wanted to ask, are you confident of maintaining this sales CAGR for FY25 and FY26? Or do we
Absolutely.
Expect to have higher execution?
Absolutely. Expectation is higher, but we want to maintain the past performances, the ratios of increase.
All right. I think your sales growth was around 34% CAGR it has grown over the last 3-4 years, I guess.
Hmm. Correct.
FY25 also, we can expect a similar growth like this or a higher number?
Yes. We want to maintain the same the growth level.
Same growth level. And are we expecting an increase in the EBITDA from 6-7% to a higher number?
Expectations are there, yes.
All right. And accordingly for FY26, do you expect a higher EBITDA over FY25?
We want to continue the same trend.
Continue the same trend.
Of increment, yes.
Okay. Okay, sir. I hope all the best.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Prince Chaudhary from Pink Wealth. Please go ahead.
Am I audible?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah, well, I have a couple of questions. First one is the percentage sharing with your vehicle owners. I didn't get the part. How much percentage you keep and how much you give to the vehicle owners?
In terms of profits or numbers or what are you asking, sir?
In terms of numbers, percentage, whatever. You said you have an agreement with the vehicle owners. So how does it work? Can you please tell us?
I explained earlier also, the agreement is what we have, for example, if he has 10 vehicles, then those 10 vehicles will be running in our system. So if we have any load available for those 10 vehicles, we will be utilizing those 10 vehicles for 2-4 movements. So that is the kind of agreement that we have with the vehicle owners.
Okay, but suppose you have a contract of 1 lakh, that how much you share with them and how much you keep with yourself?
See, they get the market rate. So they get whatever the market rate is going on. So on an average, we are able to save, if it is a contracted minimum, if it is a contract, around 10 to 12%.
Okay. And another question, you told that you are entering into fleet rental service. Can you please give the status on it?
Fleet rentals, we've already bought two pullers and 18 axles. We've already bought it. And they're on the road at the moment. We are looking for opportunities where we can give them on long-term contract or long-term fleet rental. So once that is there.
Okay. How much revenue do we expect from this?
The revenue expectations per month can be close to 20 lakhs approximately.
Annum or monthly?
Monthly.
Okay. And the number of vehicles which we are going to own in this FY25 means basically how much vehicles we are going to add?
We are not going to add any vehicles, any more vehicles. We are into an asset-right model. We just wanted to own these type of vehicles in terms of whenever we need them and whenever we are in the need of our own vehicles. So this, we want to continue the asset-right model. We do not want to purchase any more vehicles.
All right. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Sanika from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Sanika, can you use your handset mode, please?
Yeah, am I audible now?
Yes, you're audible now.
You can go ahead.
Yeah, so if I'm not wrong, you said that you're looking to get a revenue growth of 31% in FY25-26.
Ma'am, your voice is not very clear. You said revenue growth of?
31%?
Yes, each year, yes.
Okay, so can we say that this kind of growth will be reflected in our H1 results as well?
Very good question. So first half of the year is H1 is slightly slow for our industry because of heavy rains. And so we expect in the second half, you can see the considerable growth.
So what kind of split do we have between H1 and H2? Is it a 40-60 or a...
Ma'am, your voice is, it's echoing a lot. I'm not able to hear you clearly.
I request you to use your handset mode, please.
I was asking what kind of split do we look between the half? That is it a 40-60 or a 55-45?
Around 36%, I mean, no, 35-65.
35-65, 35 is a much more.
Yes.
Okay, and in terms of margins, can we say that we are looking at around 10%, 11% kind of margins in FY25?
Target is slightly higher, but yes, minimum this much.
So 10 to 11% is the minimum, but you are targeting a much higher rate.
Yes, yes.
Okay, and in FY26, can we say we can go to about 13-14%, or that is too optimistic?
That is too optimistic to comment right now. So once we get into that financial year, we will be able to get to know that, one, what the market situation is like and what we are, where we are standing.
Okay, and just one last question. So what are the major risks that we see which may hamper our growth trajectory?
It is directly, our business is directly linked to the Indian economy. So if there's a major risk to the Indian economy, it is a risk to us. Apart from that, there is no external risk that we go under. So there's no risk of damage or insurance. I mean, there's no other risk as such. Zero risk.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Manav Kothari from Kothari Investment. Please go ahead.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello. Hello?
Yes.
Yes, you're audible.
Yes. Congratulations for a brilliant set. I would like to ask, as you mentioned, there's a 100 crore in-hand order book right now. We don't call it an order book, but a 100 crore in-hand order. So, can we expect a top line around 300 CR for the FY21? 300, 350 CR?
On a conservative side, 300 crores, yes.
Yeah, on the conservative side. And second question, I'd like to ask, how do you see the exports opportunity for the next few years?
Can you please come
exports, again? Exports.
Exports. We do not have anything immediately in pipeline regarding that. But definitely we will, you know, keep the cards open for that, maybe in the next financial year.
Yeah, right. Because the global container logistics price has been surged a lot. So maybe that may be a opportunity for us to bang on.
See, our hands are full currently and we are making good amount of margins and volumes with the business we are doing. So we are not
right.
thinking of adding a new vertical or doing export or anything else. So right. maybe in the next financial year we can look into it as well.
Right. And how do you see as an optimistic conservative number for a view of 5 years? What do you see the company as?
View for 5 years, if you ask me,
like around 3 to 5 years, what do you see?
Let's skip this question, please. I mean, I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say it or not on the call.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for the response.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone now. Next question is from the line of Nitin Kapoor, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congratulations on a great set of numbers, especially the bottom line part. So I have a few questions regarding the numbers. You've already mentioned that on a conservative side, you're looking at 300 CR revenue for FY25. So what could be the number on the higher side? Let's say if we beat that, what could be the most optimistic number?
Hello, hi Nitin. Thank you. Thank you for the congratulations. We can look at, say, 330, 325, 330 on a higher side.
Okay, thank you very much. And EBITDA margins, you mentioned that it could be more than 11%. So if we do 11%, how much could be the PAT percentage? Because last year it was 5.5%, I think. So could it go to 7% or 6.5%? What could be the number?
See, I would not like to comment on that. It would stay, you know, okay. around between 5 to 7%.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. So pretty much similar to what we've done in FY24.
Yes, or maybe, you know, our goal will obviously be to increase that, but it's very hard for me to comment.
Okay, so basically we are paying 15 as we are debt, so I think that should slightly improve the bottom line. Am I right in thinking so?
Absolutely, absolutely. That creates a, you know, a huge breather for the bottom line. And I'm being very conservative in whatever numbers I'm giving. We would like to surprise the investors as we did last time.
Okay, sure, sure. And just one other question. So you said the debt to equity ratio is currently at 0.9. So how much that would come down in FY25?
I'm not too sure, you know, with these exact projections. So maybe you can...
But that would come down, you think?
Yeah. It will come down, but I don't know the exact numbers. So talking about that.
Okay. And just last question, 11% EBITDA you said, so can it be slightly higher? I mean, 11.5, would that be your target or...
The target is sky high. It's coming down to reality.
Okay.
You don't know where it will be coming to. You know, I don't know. I mean, we are targeting good numbers by 11%, 12% is achievable, doable. It depends on the economy, what sort of orders are there, what sort of orders come in. So, you know, if we do good numbers in revenue, obviously our fixed costs remain the same. We have a good ERP system. Our fixed costs will remain stagnant. So that is where, you know, we'll be able to put out a few extra percentages.
So I understand. No, I get your point. You basically want to give conservative guidance, but as you did in AH2, you want to surprise the market.
Yeah, that's right.
No, thank you so much. It was really nice talking to you. Thank you, sir.
Likewise.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone. Next question is from the line of Navratan Jain, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Very congratulations on the stellar number.
Thank you, boss.
Yeah. I just wanted to know, like, you had told, like, 300 crore is on conservative side, which we can do on revenue front, and say 10 to 11% of EBITDA margin. And when there is a repayment of debt of, say, around 15 crores, then there would be, how much do you think finance cost should come down to, which is currently at 3.4 crores. So will it go down to half?
If you ask me practically, yes, slightly lesser than half, but the exact number I'm not having, yes.
And if it goes down to, say half, then your PAT margin would improve, say, from 0.5 to, say, around 6.5%. If there is no improvement in technology as well, or if there is no improvement in operations as well.
Absolutely.
And so we can expect improvement in operations and et cetera, everything. And then it can be around 7.5%. Can we expect that?
Like I said, I won't be able to comment on that. So if it is there, you'll get a surprise. If it is not there, yeah.
Also, I wanted to know how many fleet do you own? Like semi-trailers and how many of them are on finance?
So we do not own any vehicle on finance. Currently, we have just bought the two pullers. That is two Eicher 8055 models. It is called a puller vehicle and 18 axles. And in the previous year, we did not have any asset. This year, we do have some assets. And that is it, sir.
Do you also have refrigeration trucks or something like that? Do you serve those?
Refrigerator, you asked, sir?
Yeah, refrigerator trucks or something like that.
No, we do not have any refrigerator trucks. But we have 8 trailers as well. I missed to mention. So these are 8 specialized trailers. These are low-bed vehicles. So apart from what we've added after the IPO proceed, we had 8 specialized vehicles as well in our fleet.
So are those flatbed trailer or coil trailer?
Yeah, these are low bed trailers. There are it is in a Z shape, so it is just 1 feet above from the ground. It is to accommodate, you know, higher dimensions and ODC consignments. So we do have 8 of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, sir, thank you very much. Most of the questions have been asked by previous members, so I have been answered. Okay. And very congratulations, sir. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next question is from the line of Prince Chaudhary from Pink Wealth. Please go ahead. Mr. Chaudhary, can you please unmute your line?
On page 12 on your presentation, page 12-13, you have mentioned in your business strategies part, that you are going to own vehicles in order to increase the goods transportation network. Can you please comment on that?
Just one second. Mm-hmm. So that is only for ODC and high hydraulic axles that we have. So we would want to do that in the next financial year, where we will be purchasing more axles. So these are specialized movements for fleet rentals only.
Okay. How much, means what you have planned, how much you will going to add in the next year?
Probably one or two, that's it. Because, you know, each year, each month we can get 20 lakhs of revenue extra, and it is highly profitable. So to give on rent and to get some, you know, assured incomes and revenue streams, we might add in the next financial year.
Okay.
Yeah, to get an idea about the value, it will be around 4 to 5 crores.
4 to 5 crores for?
For the fleet.
Okay. That is the cost for the fleet?
Yeah, that is the cost. That is the cost for the fleet, yes.
Okay, okay. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone. Next question is from the line of Vivek Chadha, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah. So first of all, congratulations for posting good set of numbers.
I'm sorry, sir. Can you your audio is not very clear.
Okay. Is it better now?
Yes.
Yeah. So first of all, sir, congratulations for posting up a good set of numbers. So I have two questions. Basically, first question would be on the renewables. As you mentioned, there is a push from the government side on the renewables. And I was reading your RHP and the presentations also. So we have mentioned, we were delivering the heavy transformers. We were giving boilers and all those things. So even in the power sector also, you guys have mentioned a few things. So just wanted to know, what kind of opportunities are we looking at there, at the power sector and at the renewable sector. So are we specifically targeting that sector? What kind of, reason we have it there? And sir, second question would be on application specific. So as you know, like there are certain trucks which having feature of temperature control, and there are trucks which are used for specific applications, right? So as in Premier Roadline, do we have any plans to add on those fleets or those trucks which are application specific? Basically, I'm just asking about the control trailers, temperature control trailers, so which are used for specific applications, right?
Understood. So I'll answer your question one by one. Regarding the first question, which is renewable energy, definitely it is under our radar of serving extensive customers and, marquee clients in that particular sector. We are doing our best to cater to all their needs. Currently also, we are doing good volume. In the future, we want to expand, be it transformers, be it any equipment related to any renewable energy sector. So that answers your first question. Second question that you asked is about the temperature-controlled vehicles. So temperature-controlled vehicles, we do not own any, and we do not intend to own any temperature-controlled vehicles. Regarding specialized and, specific use case vehicles, we are already owning hydraulic axles and pullers for specific use case. That is why also in the investor presentation we have mentioned that we will increase our fleet size of these special assets in the future if we get any opportunity to get, fixed and assured monthly revenue.
Okay, understood. Fair enough. If you allow me, I would like to ask one more question here.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
yeah,
please.
So, I was going through certain videos, so I get to know, you guys also do the cross-border transportation, right? So, we were transporting few things to Nepal and all Asian countries. So, yes. I would like to know if there are, plans to expand on that, and if we have, order book around 100 crores, as you mentioned. So, if you can just give a brief idea about it, what kind of, segmentation-wise, if you can just give an idea. What kind of revenue is there for the cross country and
understood. So like talking about last year revenue, I don't have the exact number, but because of their orders are not that much if you compare to the Indian, the pan India network and everything, Talking about Nepal, we want to concentrate where is an order. Currently, we are concentrating only in high volume industries and high volume customers where they are having daily dispatches of, say, multiple trucks and multiple vehicles. If there's any opportunity for Nepal, Bangladesh, we have the specified resources, we have the capability, we have the manpower, we have all the resources to do that transportation for Nepal, Bangladesh, and Bhutan also.
Understood. Clear enough, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Sai Somya from PwC. Please go ahead.
Hi. Am I audible?
Yes, you are.
Firstly, heartily congratulations on the wonderful set of numbers.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
My first question is regarding the debtor days. The trade receivable days. Is there any possibility of reduction in the next year, FY25?
Yes, we have seen a decline in the debtor days if you compare, and we are focusing and working hard to further reduce it. So we are focusing on sectors and customers where it is even lower than what it is currently. So, yeah.
Okay. And second question is regarding the revenue. So you said that on a conservative part, we can expect 300 crores of revenue in FY25. Can I ask this, how much of the revenue can we attribute to the H1 and H2?
65-35. 65 will be H2, 35 will be H1.
Okay. Can we expect any quarterly guidance? It will be difficult for retail investors like me to wait for the half-yearly result.
Yes.
Can we expect quarterly investor meetups going forward?
We are in talks, and we are definitely planning the same.
Okay, sure. Thank you. That's it from me. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may please press star and one on their phone. Next question is from the line of Heath Vora from Guardian Capital Partners. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. Good afternoon. I had one question on debtor days. When we compare your debtor days versus certain other logistics players, this number comes much higher. What is the reason for the difference between our days being much higher than maybe other logistics players?
See, we are working for project companies, and we are doing project logistics. The transit time is also high, and also the companies that we are serving for are project-based. Maybe if you compare other listed entities, their debtor days can be lower because we are working for FMCG or other sectors. What our debtor days is, as per our knowledge and as per our research, we are at par with industry norms.
How do you plan to maybe improve? Is there a possibility where they pay you on a percentage completion basis if you want to sort of lower this down?
Like I mentioned, we want to work for customers who take lesser time to pay, and there's a lesser debtor days and lesser aging. On the other side, we do have options of bill discounting available. So there are multiple options. We are working as a management to further reduce it, and you will see a change in future. Some improvement in future.
Understood. That was my question. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have a question from the line of Prince Chaudhary from Pink Wealth. Please go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah. Can you provide an update on the current state of your fleet management? How you're optimizing your fleet utilization?
See, we own next to zero fleet if you compare to our operations. We are moving close to 19,500 vehicles in a year, and we have started owning vehicles right now after IPO. So we are not managing our own fleet as such, but talking about the market fleet that we are utilizing, we have a complete ERB system. It is having each and every metric and each and every detail of the vehicle that is on the road. So at any given point, there are close to 500-600 vehicles on the road with Premier Road Lines Limited goods.
Okay. And steps you take to improve your route planning, also to reduce the transit time? How you organize this?
That is all decided by maybe the GPS and the traffic manager. So we do have managers who are dedicated and deployed for a certain sector or a certain geographical area. So they keep and check all these metrics.
Okay. And also the fluctuating fuel prices. How do you do that? Do you hedge any hedging sort of tools you use?
If first of all, if there's a contract that we are into, if there's an increase in fuel price, the customer pays the additional fuel price. So we do have a clause in the contract that we have with the customer. But because we've seen in the past a few months and years that, you know, it's been stagnant and it's not been moving up and down. So it's not something that we have to worry about. And going forward also, we are discounting that and keeping that in mind.
So customer pays for all the fuel prices?
No, if it is increased. For example, if I have fixed, you know, a price of 100 rupees, and if the diesel price increases by 1 rupee, and then the difference cost has to be paid by the customer in the contract. There's already terms and conditions as to what percentage of increase the customer has to pay.
Okay, so any increase in prices, then customer will pay. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, and can you please tell about the revenue recognition for the contract segment? How do you recognize
that? I've already mentioned in the earlier half of the call that we do not have a metric at the moment to recognize it very correctly to the last decimal. We are about to develop something that will be able to give us exact numbers, because, you know, some of the times it is overlapping. So once we have that number and exact metrics in place, we will definitely post it on the exchange.
No, not for the breakup. Suppose you have a contract for 2 years. So what method do you use to recognize that? Whether is it completion method or, I mean...
Okay. So aisa nahi, it is not a contract that, you know, that it is, you have to complete this contract and then only you will get the payment or something like that. It is an ongoing contract. For example, if a consignment has to leave from a factory in Delhi and it has to go to Bombay, so one material can go today, the other material can go the next month. So whenever the material will be ready to dispatch, we will be able to place the vehicle and we will be the only provider engaged in that transportation. So there's a fixed lane kind of a contract. It is not a contract to complete something or to do something like that. You understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, got it. And the last question, how do you differentiate your services from your competitors?
See, first of all, we are quite professional. Second, we have the experience, we have the reliability. My father has been in this trade for decades. He has a name, he has the required manpower. We have the most professional team is what we consider, you know, in like if you compare with the competitors, these few factors is what we differentiate at.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. That's it from our side.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Prateek Chaudhary from Samarthya Capital. Please go ahead.
Would we be entering or you know?
Chaudhary, your audio is not very clear. Can you use your handset mode, please?
Yeah. Is it clear now?
You can Hello. Go ahead. Yeah.
Sir, I wanted to check that, you know, for our revenue sort of CAGR run rate to continue, we will probably also need to have certain long-term arrangements with our customers, that they keep giving us business, you know. So anything that is happening along?
We've lost the connection of Mr. Chaudhary. We'll move on to the next question from the line of Vivek Chatra, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Am I audible?
Yes, you're audible.
Yes. So as you mentioned, we have order book of 100 crore, right? So down the line, how do you see that growing this? So can we expect, you know, by end of this FY24, right? So we can have the order book of around 300 or 200 crores.
See, like I mentioned in the past also and early in the call, these order books are not some completion sort of orders that you see typically in an infrastructure company or some other sort of company. It is a contract that we have with the customer that we engage with, that if there is any requirement of transportation from point A to point B, our services will be engaged. We do have currently approximately 100 crores of order book in that sense, and we do not see any chance of increase in that particular number for this year.
Okay, so no, my actually the question was actually this will be keep growing, right?
So as you move
yes,
on,
yes, obviously, because we are not so, dependent on the contract. You understand? We are not dependent solely on the contract. We have this is just a contracted logistics service that we are giving. So we have 100 crores in hand till now, and going forward is the same what we are expecting. Next year, obviously, once we enter the next financial year, it will definitely see a growth.
Okay, understood. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Raj from Arjav Partners. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, please go ahead.
I have two more questions to answer. The first one is, around 2 months back, I came across the news where NHA has increased the toll rates, I guess. So will that be any, will that have any impact on our margins?
No, it does not have any impact on our margins, because if the costing increase, our rate will also increase to the customer. So if our costing is increased by the toll prices, the rising toll prices, the customer has to pay for it.
Understood. And other thing I wanted to understand is, I heard you are getting into the business of fleet rental.
Correct.
How many trucks have we bought and
So we have got two pullers and 18 axles. So these are specialized vehicles is what we bought after the IPO proceeds. And we want to give them on equipment rental where they will be using for fixed, you know, needs. So this is the current situation.
So two pullers and 18 axles we have bought. And for and how much is the cost for those?
Across approximately 4 to 5 crores.
4 to 5 crores in total?
Yeah, in total for these vehicles.
Alright, and how much would be the payback period for this?
I cannot hear you. Payback period?
Yeah.
Payback, I mean, the return capital, like when I can get the capital back, is what you're asking?
Yeah.
Around 2 years.
2 years, okay. And do we have any plans to increase the number of vehicles?
No, we do not have any plans to buy any more vehicles like normal vehicles. But definitely, if we have any opportunity of an equipment rental, we will buy only for that specific use, because we want to stay in a very asset-right model. We do not want to be in an asset-heavy model where we want to purchase 100 trucks, 200 trucks. We don't want to do that.
And for this 4 to 5 year investment you have done, do we have orders in place for these vehicles?
Yes, we do have orders in place for that vehicle. They're already engaged. They're already on the road.
All right. Okay, sir. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Prateek Chaudhary from Samartha Capital. Please go ahead.
So my line had got disconnected earlier. So I wanted to ask was whether we are having sort of long-term contract with our customers to be able to attain the revenue CAGR that we are targeting, or what are the things that are happening in that direction?
See, long term, if we want to achieve growth in terms of our top line and bottom line, we do have good relations, good service background, good service history with our customers. That definitely helps in, you know, increasing our market share with those particular customers that we want to serve, those market clients. And the longest contract that we probably can have is of 2 years, because of the nature of a service. These companies do not engage in more longer contracts.
Okay. And could FY25, we are, you know, seeing almost 50%, roughly 50% growth or thereabouts. Could FY26 be upwards of 25-30% growth over FY25?
Yes, that's the plan.
So 25-30% FY26 is reasonably achievable.
Achievable.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Virender Gupta for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you all for sparing your valuable time for us. And he was my son, Samin Gupta, and he's done his MBA in logistics and supply chain and finance. And we both are working rigorously very hard, and we intend to achieve our target turnovers, what we have stated. And we can only thank you all for the meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of Premier Roadlines Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.